This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Oh, your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We'll pay for the call if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Rich, I know you've got something very important that you want to start with, but I'd like to mention something that I think is important as well. Very interesting. And the reason I mentioned this is John, our engineer, and I were talking about this. And they were talking about cows and how they sleep in, you know, outside, and the calves are born outside. And weather like this, which is freezing cold, you know, sub-zero wind chill in Minnesota right now. Here's the interesting thing. And let me just set this up by saying that in Missouri, cows don't sleep inside. They sleep outside, and they're used to the weather. It makes them hardy, and it really is good for them. They get sick if they stay inside, even if it's in a barn. Well, what happens is the cows, as they eat grass, eat hay, they pee and poop, and that gets on the ground. And then later on at night, they may lie in it. Now, the mama cows will lie in it, and they don't say, well, let me lie over here because there's less pee or poop right there. They just lie down. And what happens is the bacteria from the pee and the poop gets on their udders. And then the baby calves, drink from their mamas. And what happens is the bacteria that's on the udders gets into the calves, and the calves get diarrhea. And when the calves get diarrhea, they lose bodily fluids, and they die. But it's easy to fix. All you do is you have this. It's like a plastic stick that holds a large caplet. It's kind of like it's like a vitamin C, but it's about the diameter of your thumb, and it's about half as long as your thumb. And it's called a bolus, B-O-L-U-S. All you do is you put this bolus on this plastic insertion rod or stick, and you get the calf to open his mouth. You push it down about 10 inches. And you push this end of the rod, and it dispenses the bolus into the calf's throat, and you're good. It fixes them right up. Here's the problem. There's not one available in the United States right now, not one. Now, how do I know? Well, I've called all the major suppliers, including Jeffers, J-E-F-F-E-R-S, and I talked to their senior guy there. I said, what's up? Can't find him anywhere. And he said, well, he's going to meet with the manufacturer. They've stopped production, and there's a blackout of information. No one knows why these calf boluses are not available. No one knows why. So he's going to find out, and he's going to come on the air with us and tell us. Now, if you think I'm kidding, just look up calf bolus, C-A-L-F, baby cow, right? Bolus, B-O-L-U-S, and you won't find any. Now, you'll find them for cows, but you won't find them for calves, and they're different. So I just wanted to tell you that that's just one more thing that's impacting our food supply. So we've got the flu, and flu medications are down. They're hard to get. And calf boluses are unavailable anywhere in the United States. And I'm not kidding. So, class, if you look up calf bolus and you find somebody that's got them, would you please write down the telephone number? I mean, I challenge you to find one because I have not been able to. And if you do, send me an email, Vincent@USAPrepares, and I'll get right on it. Or call us. Call us, 866-582-9933. I'm ringing this alarm because it's that serious. Calves are dying because we can't treat them with medications that were common. Now, I'm not saying that this is something you need a prescription for. You don't need a veterinarian for this. You just go to the local farm supply, and you want 50? Do you want 100? Do you want a case of them? You could buy them. Not anymore. You can't buy one. Rich, is that unbelievable or what?
Yeah. With the news that we're getting these days, nothing surprised me, Vince. Absolutely nothing.
Well, that's really serious. And it's not like these are expensive. They're like $2 each. So, you know, if you got a box of 50, it'd be 50 times $2. Not roughly. It'd be less than $100. It'd be maybe $75. So, the veterinarians don't have them. We were trying to find them so we could supply our veterinarians with them, but we couldn't find them either. So, Rich, where would you like to go today?
Well, I would like to start. You know how much we love here at USAPrepares.com to talk about political correctness and how it's really making each group being used and allowing the elite to poison us against each other. And one thing that we talk about here is truth, because if we don't talk about truth, folks, what's the sense in listening? Why read? Why go to school? Why better yourself? Why work? Why communicate? If it's all about blowing smoke up people's butt and making certain people or certain groups listen to the propaganda of what they want to hear, there's no sense in even communicating. And truth is so important, and that's part of standing for principle. And one thing about USA Prepares, as you know, with Vince Vannelli, and even when you hear myself once a week, you know that we are not bought and paid for. There's one word, folks, that needs to be used a lot more in this era, in this particular time of censorship and surveillance and police state in America, and that's the word sanctioned. Basically, especially the mainstream media is bought and paid for, and they are told what to say and what not to say. And I've made it very clear many times that their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology, with especially the bottom 93% paying for it. Their job is to sway public opinion, hold on to the narratives, the themes, the talking points, the microphones. So I just want to go through some of the things that the consequences of what has happened. And I'm going to go through a few articles pretty quick. One article, and I'm sure it's been out for a couple days. I'm sure you've seen it. German women launch campaign highlighting increased violence against women in Europe. And this is for all European women. It's not just German and Sweden. The rape and crime has gone through the roof. And this isn't to bash immigration, but you've got to look at the facts. So that's what we're not looking at. And some facts came out a few weeks ago, and I believe it came out with Tucker Carlson, where non-citizens account for 22%. Basically, that's more than one-fifth of the federal murder convictions, 18% of fraud, 33% of money laundering, and 29% of drug trafficking, and 72% of convictions for drug possession. This is all bought and paid for by the American citizens. Even the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, says that one in five illegal immigrants will go on food stamps if Congress approves DACA amnesty. So this is the political correct world that we live in. They tell you what's good, what's needed in the realm of these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, prosperity, accountability. All these words have been hijacked by definition to use as a tool, a weapon to divide the American people. I read an article, and this article has been out for a few days. It's a really well-written article. And the reason why I'm going to mention this is because the woman who wrote this article is not just spot on, but she has guts. And this is what we need in America right now, folks. We need people who have guts. Most people do things, you've heard me say this before, for money, for fame, whether they want to be famous or infamous. Well, they have this insecurity that they have to be liked. And that diverts them from the truth because they want to feather their own nest and take care of their own. Here is, instead of paraphrasing, I just wrote down some quotes that she said toward the end of her article. It's by Rachel Tripp. And the title of the article is, "Here is Why the Women's March is Awful for Women," unquote. And I'm not going to paraphrase. I'm going to literally try to read my chicken scratch handwriting and read what she says in towards the end of the article. Quote, "Encouraging the demographic to vote, run for office, and support these initiatives in the name of female empowerment is the ultimate smokescreen of agenda setting under a false premise. Thousands of women are allowing themselves to become patsies of the corrupted big government swamp that they claim to be working to rid themselves of. The conglomeration of seemingly disconnected messages begins to make sense when viewed through the lens of the goal to elect Democrats. The Women's March had the opportunity to bring women of all backgrounds, political beliefs, races, socioeconomic statuses in a show of solidarity after multiple years of increased racial tension, partisan animosity, and rising government power. Instead, the movement produced a sloppily organized, poorly formed, and confusing effort that used their very supporters as unknowing pawns in a bigger political game. Far from being a resource for women, it has instead disrespected them, implying with these actions that women are gullible and can be used, baited, and used for political advantage," unquote. Now, folks, we have a lot of great women out there, a lot of great people of all colors. I remember hearing Dr. Tony Bark talking about how vaccines are poison. She implicates Big Pharma and the CDC. There's Anna Marie Reitzinger out there, who's a great woman, who's a judge up in Alaska, who's doing everything in her power to wake people up. There's Deborah Tavares, who was on your show, Vince, just this couple days ago. There's some great women out there. I'm going to continue this after the break. Vince?
Rich Evans with us. Classier tune to the USAForParis.com. We're going to a commercial break. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Please stay with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Rich Evans with us, and we're talking about a very interesting article that was about some German women, and they've launched a campaign, and they call themselves 120 DB. 120 DB. DB stands for decibel. And what is a decibel? Well, it's a unit of measure of the intensity of a sound power level. Okay? And it's given on a logarithmic scale. Let me give you an indication of what some sound levels are. So, for example, normal breathing is about 10 dB or 10 decibels. Okay? Rustling leaves, 20. A whisper, 30 decibels. A refrigerator running, about 40 decibels. A quiet office, 50 to 60. Normal conversation, 50 to 60, 5 decibels. Laughter, 60 to 65. Vacuum cleaner, 70. Dishwasher, 75. Washing machine, 78. Garbage disposal or city traffic, 80. Lawnmower, 85 to 90. Farm tractor. Now, I wear hearing protection when I'm on a farm tractor, 98 decibels. So, a garbage truck, 100 decibels. A jet flyover at 100 feet, 103 decibels. That's really loud, right? 103. A jackhammer. Really ear-piercing, right? A jackhammer. Or a chainsaw. 110 decibels. Thunder. Thunderclap is 120 decibels. And these ladies are calling themselves 120 dB or 120 decibels. Rich Eben, just wanted to explain what these ladies are trying to say. They want to be heard at 120 decibels.
Absolutely. What my message here, folks, is to make sure that people realize that the powers that be want to destroy the West. Culture, traditions, heritage, they want Sharia law. And I'm going to continue with my little rant here, if that's okay, Vince. But I want to put that in perspective, that it's not to go against immigrants or blacks or Hispanics or females or homosexuals. This is all what they, this is their narrative. I am trying to show you that people are waking up to the fact that they, that you've been played, used, and duped. Now, you remember Madonna offering BJs for Hillary votes? Condoleezza Rice just said on CNN, the Me Too movement, and I'm quoting, would treat women like infants and snowflakes. Quote, backfiring on women. Quote, men would rather not have women around. It's divide and conquer. But see, when you divide and conquer, folks, you also degrade and disrespect and insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people put in these groups. You don't empower a nation, a group, or an individual by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations, you're destroying America from within. You're rewarding mediocrity, and ingenuity, productivity, innovation, knowledge is only going to be available for the elite. Because everybody else at the bottom will be distracted, dumbed down, divided, and it's a recipe for divide and conquer strategy. But you have to remember, this lowers the bars of standards and expectations, especially for getting a job. That's why immigration has been here for a couple hundred years. People want to control their own destiny. They want to work hard. They want to have a shot at prosperity. When we do these behaviors, basically elite propaganda and Hegelian dialect and professional wordsmithing and media propaganda that's directed to lower the bars of standards and expectations to sway public opinion. And we allow ourselves to get divided by race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, and generation and race baiting and everything else. It's a recipe for disaster. Infighting and chaos is absolutely necessary for a divide-and-conquer strategy. So keep that in mind. Remember, Dr. Ben Carson came out to Northwest Montana. He says, I hate political correctness because it turns minorities into victims. Candace Owens from Red Pill Black says she doesn't want to be a victim because she's a black female. Diamond and Silk, Brandon Tatum, there's a lot of great black people out there, a lot of great Hispanics out there. There's a lot of good and bad in all of us. But unless we stand for principle and demand the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, things are going to get worse. And Vince, after the break, I just want to mention one excerpt from my book, and then I'm going to give you the reins, buddy.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years, in serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Good evening, Willis. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, folks, I want to read an excerpt from the book, and this is an NFL analogy to put any occupation, any job, any vocation, however you want to label it, in this example. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this. Let's look at a few examples of how far this facade has come regarding equality. I'm a big NFL fan, so let me use an NFL analogy. I realize the NFL, little sidebar here, has lost a lot of clout because of the kneeling, and I agree with that because I've watched 90% less of the NFL this year. Let's say one team was from Montana. Let's call them the Montana Average Joes. Let's say they only had average skills but work well together because they try hard and practice long hours. Let's say they were all middle-class, white male, heterosexuals with a Christian name. Let's say they never got a job, college education, house or down payment, for home from their daddy or their government. Let's say they all earned what little they had. Now let's call their opponents the San Francisco Excuses. Just for the fun of it, let's take, say this team was made up of people from different backgrounds and all qualify for victim group status. In other words, they had a certain skin pigmentation, sexual orientation, or female. Now, let's say they got together with the referees before the game and they said they were given protectionist status by our government. Some called their attorneys and sued more often than the Montana Average Joes. Some sued just when other players from around the league told a joke. Some sued because the Average Joes got an earlier promotion or higher paycheck, even though the Average Joes were more qualified and produced better results. I can throw in thousands of examples, but you get the point. The football game then begins. Kickoffs are canceled. The refs say that the San Francisco Excuses get immediate advantage because of their coveted status. The Excuses, as per the refs, only have to run 50 yards for a touchdown, while the Montana Average Joes have to run 100 yards for a touchdown. The game continues, and despite their handicap, the Average Joes lose by only 3 points. Here are my questions to you, America. One, do you respect the San Francisco Excuses for their win? Respect them. Do you think this creates synergy with the fans, players, and owners? Do you think this makes our country better and stronger regarding work ethic and results? Do you think over time that people will continue to respect the game, the players, the rules, and the refs? Do you think that any individual who plays by special rules, laws, and accountability just because of victim group status will be respected? Do you think the NFL would prosper or even survive like it has for the past several decades if we had a different set of rules, laws, and accountability for different players? This is why the NFL is so popular. They choose the best players with the highest qualifications, which puts out the best results. In this case, the results are about scoring, speed, coordination, desire, determination, athletic ability, and winning. Oops, shouldn't have said winning. It's probably politically incorrect these days. My bad. But going back to the above questions, of course the answer to these questions is an absolute no. What's been happening in our country for the last 40 years is a major lowering of the standards and a rigging of the game. When you continue to lower the bars of standards and create an illusion of equality, you bring down the quality of life for the whole country. And that's why there's such a movement for truth right now. That's why President Trump has the guts to unleash the truth in this memo. And basically it's going to uncover the bought and paid for media, the bought and paid for intelligence agencies, from the DOJ to the FBI, CIA, NSA, who knows what's in here. America, what's the sense in continuing to even communicate if it's based on subjective emotional opinions and propaganda and professional wordsmithing? The ideas and solutions have to come from the bottom up and not the top down. Every talk I've given, every radio show I've been on, I've mentioned, when appropriate, this little NFL analogy excerpt from the book. I've never had one person who didn't say the answer to all those questions was no. Vincent?
You know, I was just thinking as you were saying this, I didn't play for the Montana Average Joes, but I did play for the East Coast Average Joes. And when I played for the East Coast Average Joes, we did play the San Francisco Excuses. And I remember a couple of those games really, really well. One of those games, when we played the San Francisco Excuses, we were the beneficiaries when we applied for college. I actually applied for college, and a guy who was playing for the San Francisco Excuses got a seat instead of me, because and a lot of guys like me, because just for the team he played for, the San Francisco Excuses. I'm not exaggerating, literally, he didn't have to jump through the same hoops, take the same test, and have the same scores on exams, nor the same high school qualifications as our team, the East Coast Average Joes. And also, I remember when my boss announced that he was bringing on a guy from the San Francisco Excuses to work on my team, my computer team. And the guy that was coming in from the San Francisco Excuses, I said to the boss, so tell me about this guy. What's his computer background? Because we were building computer systems. Zero. Huh. Zero. But he's from the San Francisco Excuses. So I'm thinking, what are we going to do with this guy? What is he going to do in a advanced computer designing team, designing really, really complex products, well, software, if you want to call it that, for the banking world, and he has zero computer experience. But that's okay, because he was from the San Francisco Excuses. I just love the name of that team. I really do. It's a great metaphor. But it really happened, Rich Hubin. It really did. And were we all better off for it? Well, actually, the guy that came from the San Francisco Excuses to be on my team, it really didn't matter what he knew or didn't know. Because his daddy was going to be a big politician in town. Real big. And he was. He became a really big politician in town. So did the company that I work for, was it better off hiring this guy from the San Francisco Excuses? Yeah, it was. We got all kinds of political favors. But from my level, at the micro level, not the macro level, the micro level, I couldn't understand it. I really couldn't understand it. So all you have to do is pay a guy 40 grand a year, give him a nice title, give him a nice environment to work in, or, you know, to occupy, and there you have it. And what happened? What's the net result? I guess that's the next question. Well, the guy from the San Francisco Excuses, when his father won that big title in town, got to head one of the major departments within the town government. Actually, we'll call it a city government because that's what it was. So he moved his son right into that slot, named him as part of this large department. Lots of people. And how much experience did he have in that? Zero. Zero. As a matter of fact, so what did Vinny do? Well, Vinny was a real estate investor at the time. And Vinny said, wow, I can't believe it. The city's going to collapse. I dumped all of our investment properties, like right then and there. I just dumped them. Because I knew the collapse was coming. Property values plummeted. Because of the San Francisco Excuses taking over the city. Rich, I was there. I witnessed it. And I literally got out of town. We never talked about that.
Think about what is happening with the consequences of people, of all the infighting. You know, the term victim group status really means group identity politics, which the elite want to, are doing a really good job with professional wordsmithing and labeling it as identity politics, so there's no association with their mistake on what they've created as people are waking up in mass. Now think about how stupid we've become. Think about the things that they've labeled as racist in this country. Bulletproof glass, trees on golf course, yoga is now racist, Disney movies, calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, milk, not just because it's white, because apparently there aren't enough whites with enough lactose intolerance. Science, because black magic can't be explained by students in South Africa. Math, camouflage, lucky charms, expecting people to show up on time. Are you kidding me? Now think about what's happened with the advent of new technology, and it's going to get a lot worse with robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy of surveillance and censorship. So think about what's happened to the American people, where we have no control over. You know, they use this under the guise of there's too much population, and I've given many examples of how we can have voluntary population control in lieu of the following: GMOs, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, vaccines, wars, geoengineering, pedophilia. Actually, we can say yes to adult mutual consensual sex. If we have the same rules, laws, and accountability, getting jobs based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. How about all the fluoride, chlorine, and 200 other chemicals in our water? This is why they use the term meritocracy. That's a bunch of crap. Basically, they're saying that hard work, proven results, qualifications don't mean anything. That's what getting a job by merit means. They literally, they're dumbing down the population. And how about Wi-Fi and 5G, the effects of mind control, reducing sperm counts? You know, basically radio frequency or these RF weapons, they should be called radiation frequency. These towers are going up all over American neighborhoods. And school shootings, I think in the last month, there's been, 11 school shootings? Opioid drug use is shooting through the roof. Homelessness, I mean, I think L.A.'s got 55,000 homeless people alone. Gun death in blue, heavily taxed states where there's supposed to be gun-free zones. I mean, come on. Look what's happening underneath our noses as they make us divide and conquer and poison us against each other. Vince?
Rich, when we come back, I've got a comment, actually a couple comments about what you just said. We'll save them for when we come back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
You've got your
take my when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. Class, my dad was a school principal on the East Coast. And he would have weekly meetings with the teachers, all the teachers. So at 3:30, after the children got on the bus, he would have a meeting with all the teachers. And he would tell them that the meeting is at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. Not your time. Eastern Standard Time. Why? Because of exactly what you were talking about, Rich Sheepin. People showing up for meetings late. You know, their time. And he would say, no, it's not your time. It's Eastern Standard Time. That's the time that we're going to have these meetings. And if you're not there, you're going to be late. And we're starting without you. Now, in my case, when I was a high school teacher in the public training camp, let's say, for example, class would start at the top of the hour. What I did, I had a lock on my door, and I would tell my students and their parents that if they were late, I would close and lock the door. Now, you could open the door from the inside and leave, but if you're outside, you could not get in. And I would tell my students that they would have to be in the classroom on time because I would lock the door right at the top of the hour. Now, what did that mean? Well, that meant that if they were late, it was no longer my problem. Why? Because the vice principal was patrolling the halls, looking for stragglers, looking for students lingering in the halls. He would pick them up, and he'd bring them to the principal's office, where they would be questioned as to why they were in the halls, why they weren't in their classroom. Wasn't my problem. So I deflected and deferred that to him. And so were my students late? Absolutely not, because they knew it would happen. So that's how I dealt with it. And, you know, when I had meetings in the bank, when I would call a meeting, if people didn't show up, I would leave. I would leave. As simple as that. And that brings me to the next point, Rich Eben. I was reading an article about Donald Trump's delivery of the State of the Union address. And there is a Democrat Congress critter, and she's caught playing Candy Crush while President Donald Trump delivered the State of the Union address. Others answered emails and read tweets. That is the height of being rude, as far as I'm concerned. So here we have, I'm looking at from behind them, three of these women, they appear to be women, three of them, they're all looking down at their smartphones, not paying attention to the address by the president. Can you imagine being invited to be in the audience with the president of the United States and not paying attention? Is that unbelievable or what? Playing Candy Crush?
Yeah, it's beyond unbelievable.
Who is it? Michigan Representative Brenda Lawrence. Michigan Representative Brenda Lawrence is playing Candy Crush. And how much do these parasites make per year? A little over 100. Let's see. Let me look it up. I believe it's $174,000 a year. That's how much they make. And they have the audacity to play games while we're paying them. If I could, I would fire them. And if I had a meeting and someone were playing games on their smartphone during my meeting, I'd make an example out of them right then and there, and I'd toss them out, and they would never come back. I don't care who they were, even if it were my boss. No kidding. We'll be right back. Kurt Schieben's with us, offgridmontana.com. I didn't make a lot of friends when I was in the banking business because I didn't go to a lot of meetings. If I didn't think that they were important, if they were just wasting my time, I wouldn't go. I had work to do. I had computer systems to build.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.